Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Brenda Brim, Kruko.
Brenda Brim who?
Kruko.
I had a hard time remembering his name when you first started dating him. And then I remembered it by every plane crew has a co-pilot. Uh-huh. And then I could remember Kruko. But it's spelled K-R-E. How do you spell that?
K-R-U-K-O-W.
Kruko. Now, Brenda Brim, Kruko. We went this morning down to your brother's Champions for Christ youth camp, and it's a really powerful camp the Lord dealt with him about training up champions for Christ, and so it's really like a training session. And this morning he always invites me to speak, and I was really led of the Lord to talk to them about what's going on between two unseen realms. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And I started with this verse. You want to read that first verse there for me, please?
2 Corinthians 4:18. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are everlasting.
And that's the Amplified Translation. And I said to them, there's an invisible world around us. The Bible calls it the unseen realm. Scientists are recognizing it and calling it a parallel universe. The seen, like I can see you sitting across that table. I can see this table. But I don't see the real you. Brenda, mm-mm. I see the house you live in, mm-hmm. your body, but the real you that's everlasting is a spirit man mm-hmm. on the inside. Now, this scripture tells us the things that are seen are temporal, subject to change, passing away. But what we can't see, the invisible, are everlasting. And mm-hmm. in this unseen realm, in this what scientists are calling a parallel universe, in the spiritual realm, it is the supernatural realm. It's above the natural. Mm-hmm. We see the natural realm. The supernatural realm is above it. And I ask the young people, is there life in that realm? What is the answer, do you think?
Yes.
Who lives in that realm?
Well, there's the good and there's the bad.
Right.
The devil and then God.
Yeah.
Operates in the spirit realm.
God, we can't see him, mm-mm. but he's there in that spiritual realm in the unseen. Mm-hmm. God the Father, mm-hmm. Jesus mm-hmm. the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three of them God. Mm-hmm. Three in one God, but three in one, the Trinity. Read 1 Timothy 1:17.
Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God.
So here we see that he is invisible. We don't see him. Jesus talks about those who have not seen me, and yet they know and they'll believe. 1 Timothy 6:14, and we're going to read this in detail later when we talk about light, if we have time. But read this thinking about the invisible realm. Brenda, 1 Timothy 6:14.
Okay. Until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Which appearing will be shown forth in his own proper time, blessed by the blessed only sovereign ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality in the sense of exemption from every kind of death and lives in unapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see.
He lives in unapproachable light. Now the kingdom of light is versus the kingdom of darkness. So God lives in the light. In fact, we are told in 1 John 4, God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. He lives in the kingdom of light. And with him are his angels. Mm-hmm. Angels are in that realm.
His helpers.
Yes. Psalm 91:11. Read that one, Brenda.
Okay, let's see here. for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
That's why we call them guardian angels. Now, the Bible also says, read Matthew 18:10, Brenda.
See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
All right, now, these angels, even though they're with the children on earth, they can see up and look into the Father's face over their charges. And I believe that, like the Jews, now most people believe that, and Jesus told this to Brother Hagin. He said, you're given an angel when you're a child. Why do you think you would lose it when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
So we are given guardian angels. Now the Jews say that we have two angels given to us at our lives, and they become the witnesses of our lives. The Bible says in the mouth of one or two witnesses is anything established.
Mm-hmm.
And so according to the Jewish belief, at your birth, there are two angels who observe your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give the witness of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we see then that we have guardian angels. As I said to the, we had about 600 young people there today. And I said to them, we've got at least 600 angels here. Your angels. We may have 1,200 angels here. And I thought, I wonder if the angels talk to each other. I wonder if they talk about their charges, the ones they've been given charge over. I wonder if one says, oh, I'm telling you, I've got an easy charge here. This little girl, she just obeys God. She loves God. And the other one says, well, I've got more of a challenge. This guy, he runs from God. He tries to go over into the kingdom of darkness. And he's always doing dangerous things. I have to save his life every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they talk like that. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my husband's angel, your dad's angel, communicated with him.
Mm-hmm.
And in a certain dangerous situation, he said to Kent, and Kent hurt him. He said, if you do this, you're more stupid than I thought you were. And I refuse to be responsible for you this time. Well, I quickly remembered, God's given them charge.
Uh-huh.
They have to answer for you, but you have to yield to them. Then suddenly my husband, who was about to do this very dangerous thing, he said every time in his life that he had been saved, his life had been saved, starting from a child, when he slid out of a car. A taxi that he was going to school in on a rainy morning, opened the door open. He hadn't closed it properly. The car skidded and threw him out the door and across the gravel. He saw that scene, even though at the time that the angel's talking to him, he's in his 40s. But he brings back a scene of when he was like 6 years old. And then other times when his car skidded around on the ice and when a gunshot went off, they'd gone hunting, he and his friend. And his friend took the rifle and laid it in the back seat and it fired right by Kent's head. He saw every one of these events. And the angel said, if you do this, you're more stupid than I thought you were. And I refuse to be responsible for you this time. So that said to me, they have a charge. God gave them a charge. Take care of Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of Brandon. Take care of Billy Brim. Take care of Kent Brim. And that angel was going to go up before the Father and say, I tried. But he told Kent, he used these words, if you do this, you're more stupid than I thought you were. And I refuse to be responsible for you this time. So, in that unseen realm, all around about us.
Didn't he sense that he yes. left for a while? Or?
He sensed that the angel left him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I felt like I was alone. And I had never been alone in my life. And he said, and then he quickly climbed back down the ladder. It was something very dangerous he was going to do. And then the angel came back.
Uh-huh.
Because he repented and changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here in this room making these TV tapes. There are at least three angels here, minimum. But I believe, I know I've got two.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever you are, wherever you are, if you're driving in your car, you're not alone. There's an angel in there with you or mm-hmm. over the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that realm, in the unseen realm, we have God's angels.
Mm-hmm.
And read Luke 15:10, Brenda.
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth.
So we had a lot of young people come to the altar this week. And I said to them, every time you did that, every time someone got born again, mm-hmm. there was a party in heaven. Mm-hmm. I think about that when I go to churches. And my mm-hmm. husband lives in heaven, your dad. If someone gives their lives to the Lord, I think, Kent and I are at the same party. But in that we've been talking about is the realm of light where God lives. That's unapproachable. But there's another kingdom, and it's called the kingdom of darkness. And in that kingdom lives Satan and his angels. I remember Brother Hagin once. We were out at Rhema in the afternoon service. What a service it was. And Brother Hagin said, I'm going to teach you now on demons, devils, demons, and demon oppression and possession. And I'm telling you what a meeting we had. Supernatural things began to happen. But he started off by saying this. If you could see, if your eyes were only open, the very atmosphere around you is filled with demons. Infested, that's what he said, infested with demons. The very atmosphere about you is infested with demons. Mm-hmm. But he said, don't worry, don't fear. There are at least twice as many angels. There's God, there's the blood of Jesus. We're not to be afraid at all of them, but Satan has until Adam's lease is up to be here, and we need to know what to do, especially the young people that we were talking to today, need to know what to do about the kingdom of darkness. And so we're going to get to that part tomorrow and what we said to the young people today. But I want to remind you now that up at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, beginning on August 8th, Monday, and going through the 11th, Thursday, I will be teaching in a classroom setting on living in the end of days. We're going to look at what's happening, current events in the light of Bible prophecy, what the Bible prophecy says about our times when I'm living, current events, upcoming events, things that are going to happen in the future, things that happened in the past. This is my favorite way to do it, right out here at Prayer Mountain. We could have a larger meeting somewhere with a lot of people coming, but so far I have opted to do these kinds of schools out here so that I could just have a, you know, I could feel free and look at things in depth and in detail. And so that's what we'll be doing. We don't have room for too many people out here. We've only got about 20 places left. So if you want to come and sit in the classroom with us, you'll need to call 1-800-972-3447. Now, we are making arrangements for it to be streamed. The classes will be streamed. If you can't get to Branson, the best thing to do is to come here and sit in the classroom. But if you can't get here, you can stream them online right at the time we're taking them live, or you can we'll archive them. And you can, like if you have to work all day, then you can come in at night and take the class, or take it next week, or take it on your vacation. There is a fee for this, and you have to have a code. So you will need as well to call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and Brenda saying to you, Shalom, Shalom, and we trust Shalom. We'll see you in Branson for living in the end of days. Mm-hmm.